sweet inspiration. I need the Lord on my mind every hour of the day. Without His sweet inspiration, the lonely hours of the day just don't go my way. When the spirit is down, Lord, and I'm feeling blue, I have no one to turn to. Jesus, I have You. I have the joy of the Lord and the inspiration that I need to keep on living, to keep on giving this way. It's such a joy. It's such an inspiration. It's just the love of my Lord. When a Christian's in need, he needs sweet inspiration. And Lord, that's all I ask from You. Have to have Your sweet inspiration. And I need Your strength to keep on carrying me through. When my spirit's down, Lord, and I'm feeling blue, I have no one to turn to. Jesus, I have You. I have the joy of the
Good to see you this morning. Good looking bunch of folks this morning, and thankful that we can gather up here and we do celebrate homecoming. Thank Randy for coming and the songs and he sang, and he asked, what does folks see in us? I mean, what's the world see in us as a Christian? What do they see? Well, I mean, I'm going to give us a remedy for that in just a minute. And I thought as they started singing our congregational songs this morning, and the first song that we sang was A Love Lifted Me. And then I think it was the third song we sang was Fill My Way With Love. And I thought about that and how that God just works things out and works things together. And He's good at that. They was picking the songs. They didn't have any idea which direction I was going, and I didn't have any direction which way they was going. But I mean, it was songs about love, and God just puts things together. And I'll share this with you and try to be quick, and then we'll get to the message. And don't worry, if I run over, I mean, you ain't got far to go for lunch. Amen. So it's just right there. But talking about putting things together, most of you know that Tuesday, Mama had a spell. And you know where she was at? She was on the river. I mean, she loves to go fishing and hadn't got to go in a long time, but they got to go fishing. And she called me. And I can't even remember what she called to tell me, but she told me, she said, well, she said, me and your daddy is almost at Bruce. We going fishing. And I thought, that's good. And I thought to myself, I said, you know what? I had thought about going fishing, but I hadn't really planned on going fishing. But when she told me they was going fishing, I just stopped what I was doing. I said, hey, you know what? I'm going fishing. And so I began to hurry around, and I got my stuff, and my son had my cricket cages with him. But I said, well, I won't worry about it. But I had to stop and get some gas, and then I had to stop at the bait store. And when I was at the bait store, I looked there. He had a small cricket cage. I said, well, I can just get me a small cricket cage and just a few crickets. But when I thought, I said something to the guy, he said, we out of crickets. So guess what? So I said, well, I don't need no crickets. I'll just fish what I got. And so I pulled into the boat landing about an hour and 15 minutes behind Mama and Daddy. And when I pulled into the boat landing, and I pulled around to the staging area, because I saw Daddy's truck was sitting there on the boat ramp, and he was, you know, he was still in the boat. And I thought, now what has delayed them this long? Has something delayed them? Then I see him get out of the boat and get in the truck and pull it back up on the hill. And I say, nothing's delayed them. Something's wrong. But my first thought was, you know, you're on the rear outboard motor, but something's happened. But as he pulls up onto the hill, I see Mama's head pop up over the boat, side of the boat. And Daddy gets out of the truck, and they don't know I'm coming. He hadn't even recognized that that's my truck sitting there at the boat ramp. And he gets out of the truck, and he just motions for me to come on, and I knew something was wrong. And so I go, and Mama has passed out on him in the boat, and they have made it back to the boat ramp, and he's looking for some help. And he said when he pulled up that boat ramp, he looked around to see who that might be there to help him, and there wasn't anybody. And then he saw a truck pulling in just as he was getting ready to come, and he said, well, I'm going to see if those folks there help me. And little did he know that when he motioned and I got out of the truck and went to the boat, and we had to get Mama, and then he saw it was me, and we got her up and into the truck and onto the house. And of course, she's been to the doctors this week and different things, and thankfully she is here today doing lots better. But my point is this, when I said how God puts things together, see, God, he saved me some money because I was trying my best buying me some crickets, and God all the time, you don't need no crickets, son. That's not why you're going down there. You think you're going fishing, but you're not. That's not why you're down there. Because we couldn't have planned it any better, except guess what? We didn't plan it. Amen. Well, boy, just coincidence. Yeah, I tell you what, God knows what he's doing. God just works things out. And even this morning as we come here and we work, God knows what he's doing. God knows why you're here. He knows what you need. He knows what I need. And I make a mess out of things a lot of times. But amen. But God don't. And I tell you what's even more miraculous than that is God can take my mess and amen, he can use it for his honor and for his glory. Amen. And things just work out. And I'm thankful for that this morning. And last Sunday, I wasn't here. I was at a men's retreat. I spoke at a men's retreat in Tennessee. And on Saturday night, we got a barn full of men folks there. And the speaker got up and he said, turn to 1 Corinthians chapter number 13. Love chapter. You going to talk to us men about love? Well, the verse that he read was verse number 11. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. And amen, he tied all that in there in that verse. Well, that kind of sounds like a strange verse there in the midst of that love chapter, but it's there for a reason. But amen, I want you to look at verse number 13 there in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 this morning. And it says this, and now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you this morning, and we ask you to help us that we might be an able minister of the Word of God, that you speak to us and help us speak this morning, Father, to your people and encourage, strengthen, help, save, and just do the work that's needed this morning. We pray in Jesus' name we ask. Amen. There's a lot of factors in the world. There's a lot of influences in the world, a lot of strong things that pull in the world. But amen, can I tell you this morning, amen, one of the greatest things that is in the world, and that is to love. I know what some folks say. Some folks say, I don't care what nobody thinks about me. That's a lie. Amen, they do care. Amen. They may try to convince them that it matters, and love makes a difference. It matters, love. And of course, well, you might should say this Sunday, this sermon for next Sunday, because it's Mother's Day, and we see how a mother's love, and we watch, boy, everybody else in the world may give up on their children, on that son or that daughter or that husband. Amen. But you know what? The love of a mother makes a difference. It does what this chapter speaks of about enduring all things, bears all things, boy, hopes all things, and it just matters. When we love, and as a church, God help us, what kind of influence do we need to have? Amen. We need to have the influence of love. There was a young man, little fellow, that was walking to Sunday school in Chicago, and he went to this particular church, and he loved being there, and he was there every Sunday morning in Sunday school. But his parents up, and they moved across town, pretty good little piece. But every Sunday morning, little fella, he got up, and he had to get ready sooner, and he struck out on his walk, and he made the long walk still to that same Sunday school every Sunday morning. One of his friends told him, they said, listen, said, you don't have to go all the way across over there and make that long walk every Sunday morning. Said, there's a lot of good Sunday schools right there around where you live. You can just go to one of them. He said, they're not for me. He said, well, why not? What's so different about that Sunday school over there? He said, because them folks over there know how to love a feller. He felt the love. He felt the compassion that they had for him, and it made a difference. He was willing to walk the extra mile and to do that every Sunday morning because as he went, he felt that he was loved. And I pray, God, help us as an individual, as a church family, help us to love like Jesus loved.
Amen.
To love like Jesus loved. Here's what we need. And God, help us to do this. We need to let love replace duty in our relationships as it relates to the church and to one another. Yeah. I mean, every one of us, you know, I mean, we've all said, well, you know what? I got to go. Because why? Because I got a duty. You know, it's my responsibility. Amen. And so I've got to go and I've got to do my part. And God help us, because sometimes, listen, when things get to be and when we get to doing things because it's our responsibility and just because it's our duty to do things, I'll tell you what can get lacking, and that is our love. Amen. The Bible tells us that we love Christ. You know why? Because He first loved us. Amen. It wasn't a fact that He came just out of responsibility, out of duty, but amen, He loved us enough. Amen, that He was willing to come and to give His life for our life. Love makes a difference. Amen. It makes a difference. Amen. And so God help us to love. Our verse says, our text verse, and now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. Love. You know, we wouldn't say charity today. We would say it's love. But the problem in our society is this, that many, many times if you just... We equate a lot of things and we say that it's love when it's really not love. And it's certainly not the sacrificial love that he's referring to here in 1 Corinthians chapter number 13. Amen. Y'all all know I love chocolate ice cream. But I don't compare to what we're talking about here. Amen. There's a lot of things in the world that we mention and we say, well, we love. But amen, here he says that love is the greatest of all these things. It's great. Now, What do we find going on here? They had a... Hey, man, I'm fixing to have to get down out of him because I've stood still about as long as I can. Hey, man, I started to walk off a while ago, and I thought, nope, you ain't put that thing on, that mic on yet. Hey, man. So we're going to put that thing right there so I can move around a little bit. But listen, what happened with the church there at Corinth? Amen. You know what it says? I think it's in chapter number 1, verses maybe 4 through 7, maybe about verse number 7. It speaks there about they came behind in no gift. They were gifted. You know what happens to church folks that get gifted? Same thing that happens to the worldly folks that God's blessed and endowed with certain gifts. It can happen, amen, even church folk. Amen, one had this gift, one had that gift. And so they took their gift and they were, can we say they were showing out? I mean, they were proud that they had that gift. Now, I don't know why they was proud. God give it to them. I mean, it's not like that they just had it and God give it to them, the gift. Amen. But the gifts in the church, next thing you know, they wanted folks to recognize and know them for their gifts. But you know what? You know what the Bible tells us how we should be recognized? Because we have love one for another. I mean, it don't say that. You know, I want you to be recognized. I want this group right here to be recognized because, buddy, they've got a preacher and he can preach. He's the best preacher. This is the best group of preachers. This group over here, I tell you what, if you like singing, you go with them because, buddy, they can sing the roof off of it now. They can sing at the bunch over there. Can't carry a tune in the bucket. But, amen, if you won't sing, this folks is... For their singing now, I tell you what, if you want some just straight line teaching, amen, boy, that group right there, they're known. That's not what he said. That's not what the Bible said. Amen. I'm thank God for good singing, good teaching, and good preaching. But he said, I want you to recognize the children of God because they have love one for another. Amen. See, the Corinthian church, they had put it all, and they thought, boy, the gifts, that was it. But he said, no, he said, that's not it. They've got their place and their time, but that's not the greatest. He said, the greatest influence, and he goes on to speak of those gifts there in that chapter. We won't try to read them. All you can look and see, and he talks about everything that you could do. If you had the words of men, of angels, you don't have love. He goes on to speak about if you had faith so that you could move mountains or you could work miracles. Well, that'd be impressive to us, wouldn't it? Faith that just, boy, moves mountain, miracle working faith. If the entire church could give ourselves to be, he said, to be burned, sacrifice ourselves. You know what he's telling them? You could do every bit of that. And yet you would not win this world because that's not what wins the world. Because see, if you read the book of Corinthians, one thing you can find out, you can exercise gifts and there not be any love involved in it. There can be gifts that's being exercised and folks are squabbling all the time. But I'm going to tell you what, you can't love like Jesus loved.
That's right.
And things not be different. Amen, because He loved me. You know when He loved me? While I was still out there in sin. He didn't wait till I cleaned up a little bit. He didn't wait for you to clean up a little bit. Amen. He said, I love Him anyway. I love her anyway. Amen. He just loved us where we were. Amen. For what we were. And He died because why? Because God in the beginning said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. And amen in Jesus. God sent His Son. Boy, He loved me. He loved us. He loved me. He loved you. What more could He do to prove His love to me and to you than He's already done? Oh, and He tells us to love. Love one another. Be identified. Be recognized by the love that you have one for another. Because He says in verse number 8, charity or love never faileth. Never faileth. it never faileth. And here that word means to fall away, to fail, to be without effect. I'm going to tell you something. If you truly love somebody, and they know you love them, and you show them that they may rebel, they may refuse it, but I'm going to tell you what, they won't do it without it having some effect on them. Amen. They may turn their back, they may walk away. I'm going to tell you, and we see that played out in Scripture. We see what we call the prodigal son. He left home. And he went just as far away as he could. And he did. He succeeded. Wasted everything that he had. Wound up in the hog pen. But amen, there's one thing that brought him back home. He knew there was something at home he didn't have anywhere else. He found a lot of friends as long as he had things of this world. He found a lot of things in this world until everything ran out and turned upside down. But what he knew and what was at home, and amen, I don't think that's the first time he recognized what he had at home. It just took him getting to the end of himself. I read a thing just last night that said the smallest package in the world, somebody wrapped up in themselves. Well, amen, that's where he had to get. Amen, he seen what a little package he had. He was just all wrapped up in himself. And he wound up in the hog pen. But there's something. He said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go back home. And he even mapped it out. Here's what I'm going to tell Daddy. I'm going home. Because my daddy's got hired servants that's faring a whole lot better than me. You know what brought him back home? No matter how far he had went, he knew. He was confident that he had a daddy at home that loved him. That loved him. Love makes a difference. Mm-hmm. Amen. When we can love on folks and love on people, amen, it'll make a difference. And we've already mentioned what it says in John 13 and 35. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one toward another. Amen. It is the identifying mark. You see, the Corinthians wanted the identifying mark a lot of times, and we even get that in churches today. They wanted it to be some gift. They wanted it to be something that made them look good. They wanted it to be something that made them look better, a little superior to the folks that sat on the other side or to the church down the road. Amen. But he said, love. Love. Somebody wrote a song a long, long time ago about that old time religion. They said, I don't know, it said it was good enough for Paul and Silas, I think. They said it was good enough for the Hebrew children. Said it was good enough for mama. But you know, I think about verse 4. It said what it made him do. He said, it just makes me love everybody. Amen. Amen. God help us. Maybe we just, what's the old preacher used to say? Well, maybe we need to get under the spout where the glory pours out again. And get another dose. Because, I mean, let's be honest. Even we are not that lovable sometimes. I know that's hard for y'all to believe about me. And you be quiet over there. Oh, yeah. But, amen, God loves us. And we have some reference points in life. Because I've told y'all more than one time, my own children have done some things that I don't like. But I'm going to tell you what, there ain't never been not one day, not one day. Even on the days when they were doing the things that Daddy didn't like, maybe he didn't even approve of, that Daddy didn't love them.
Right.
Amen, because see, you know what? Them was mine. Amen, I'm thankful. Amen, I'm thankful that God has bought me, He paid the price. And amen, He said, that one's mine. That one's mine. And amen, God sometimes even, amen, has to straighten me out and straighten us out a little bit. But you know why? He chastens us. Because He loves us. Amen. Love just makes all the difference in the world. Amen. It makes all the difference in the world. And so, amen, the love, it tells us in chapter 14 there of 1 Corinthians in verse number 1, follow after charity. Love. Follow after love. If we look back to chapter 13 there in the first verse, he said, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. Pursue love. God, help me to let the love of Christ be shed abroad in my heart. Because what he told them there in verse number 1, you can have a sound. You know, some sounds is just a noise. It's just a noise. You could set me down at the piano and I could go to tinkering and beating on that thing a little bit and it might be all right for the first 30 seconds, maybe for the first minute. But somewhere along the way, it just gets to be a noise. I mean, it's a piano and I'm a person, but all I'm doing on it is just making a racket. Now, if Brooklyn sat down at that same piano, she might could play you several songs and you might just enjoy just listening. Because it makes a distinct sound. You see, what we have to be careful of in this old world, sometimes, even as Christians, when we get to doing things out of duty and just out of responsibility, we can get to be just a noise. But amen, boy, if we do it out of a heart filled with love, folks will sit down and they can listen for a while. It gets to be good. It's more than just a noise. Amen. We need some of that old time religion that makes us love everybody. Don't ever forget who you are. And remember that God loved you.
That's right.
When you were unlovable, amen, God loved you. Everybody's not going to be real lovable all the time, but amen, God help me. And see, this is not something that we can just muster up. Amen, we need to be filled with the Spirit of God and we need the love of Christ shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost that we might love one another.
Amen.
That's what he said. He said, but the greatest of these is love. How great is our love this morning? How great is our love for God? How great is our love for one another? Amen. I tell you what, if we can get that and put that in the proper place, because let's face it, we get things out of priority a lot of times. But listen, if we can just get God in His proper place, there's a whole lot of things that'll take place in our lives, amen, that'll fall into place that's been out of place. When we love Him, and we recognize that, amen, we love Him because He first loved us. And amen, and it gets real. And not only do we love God, but we begin to love on one another. Amen, it'll make a difference. It'll make a difference in our family. It'll make a difference in our communities, in our churches. Amen, if we could love like Jesus loved. Will you stand with us this morning? We're going to sing a couple of verses here this morning. And if you have a need, I pray you come. Thank you. you first loved us. We ask you this morning that you just touch and minister to every need, every request that's been mentioned this morning. And I pray, Father, that the love of Christ would be shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost, that you fill us with your Spirit, and that you keep us and help us that we might be able to love like Jesus loved, I pray. We thank you for this day, for this time, for each one that's come now, and we just ask you to bless us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 It's good to see each one this morning. Like I said, we haven't got very far to go for lunch. Hope everybody stays and enjoys the time of fellowship. Day's not over. Amen. We're just shifting gears here a little bit. And I'm going to go have a time of fellowship and lunch. And just pray that the Lord bless that. Remember...